Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome to the Human Podcast, the most professional podcast. Take two.
Sure.
Because
I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, my wife is upset that she doesn't get an online handle like Alex the Truck.
Well, I didn't understand what it was.
Yeah, she's like, I want, you know, Doge coins. I don't know what they do, but I want them.
It's stocks, right?
No.
Okay, well, I want stocks. I don't want Doge.
Yeah, Dogecoin.
It's a form of a cryptocurrency.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, I don't want cryptocurrency.
Alex, why don't you just download Public or something like that? One of the apps that you can choose yourself.
I'll send you like the invite code. That way, when you buy the stock, I get money too.
Oh, I have to save up for it. It's like $600 right now.
Yeah, you buy a partial stock.
I want a whole stock.
Yeah, you can wish in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up first.
So it's not just one stock for the 600, that's a partial?
Okay, so here's what you can do. You can buy, $3 of this stock if you want. And then buy another $3, and if you do that like 200 times or whatever, then you'll have a stock.
As opposed to just buying one outright?
Yeah, you don't have to buy the outright stock.
Yeah.
But I want it.
You can have a part of it.
I don't want a part. I want the whole pie.
Well, wish in one hand, shit in the other. But yeah, my wife does not have an online handle or anything like that. She's just my wife, the girl with the pink hair. Courtney. Oh, Courtney doesn't have an online handle neither. I mean, she does, but I don't want guys to be able to send her dick pics like without me seeing them first. I'll be like, oh, this isn't worth it to send to Courtney. She will send them. She will see them. I'll force her to look at dick pics on the podcast. As she's like looking at hentai on our other screen.
You know, I could just send her some of yours.
I'm actually looking at my stock right now. It's so annoying. So I bought some a while back in last year. Basically a little over a year ago. January, February, March, April, and May. In May, I bought some stock. $161 worth. Or $160.
Yeah, the entire stock market is eating dicks right now.
Yeah, and I'm still at the same. The highest I was at was $191.
Oh, wait,
I think it was $190.
I mean, luckily for me, I did some fucking dumb ape bullshit. Hopped off in the right time and
bought
a house with it.
Yeah.
Thank you, apes. Yeah. I got a house. Y'all are fucking dumb as shit, but I love you anyway.
Yeah.
And there's people that are like, fuck, I'm out $100,000. I'm like, fuck, that's 5 years of saving hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a crypto coin called Terra, and it pretty much just went to zero, overnight. And some dude, posted. He's like, yeah, I just took our entire life savings and put it into Terra coin, and...
What an idiot.
Well, no one saw it coming. But no one saw this coming.
You don't put all your eggs in one basket.
It was a really, really solid investment.
Too good to be true.
It just went to
zero. No one, that's not going to happen consistently with people.
Yeah, no, it was one dude, and he's like, how am I supposed to tell my wife this? I'm like,
oh, she didn't know?
She didn't know at all.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, they lost all their savings.
What a fucktard move. I would be so pissed. That would be leave worthy.
Well, I mean, it was a pretty solid investment.
But
no. I would leave someone. That's not a solid investment.
No, you don't put all your eggs in one
basket. I mean, like, if he, like, lost it, like, the poker table or something like that, yeah, you can leave him. But, you know, he thought it was a good investment.
How is that different from gambling?
It's the same.
Exactly. There's just more rules and businesses.
If he lost it on hookers and blow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd leave
what
him.
He's losing the money on is not as important as the fact that he used everything.
It's their joint savings, so any decision that they make should be made between them.
Okay, so what if someone had
taken the full savings and done that, that's part of trust. Like, I can't, like, half of that was supposedly mine that I put in.
So what if,
it
you
would
know,
be all... different if it wasn't their personal savings. If it was just his fund money, then I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Well, what if he saved up everything? You know, all of it was technically his money. You know, she was just the stay-at-home mother.
Then I wouldn't
mother.
Give a fuck. Oh, no, that's different, too, because stay-at-home moms do provide a function. They provide different, like, their finances are going to be totally different.
Yeah,
and that's still something that they have to make a joint decision about. Like, if they had separate accounts and stuff like that, and this was strictly just his fund money and not the family savings, then it wouldn't matter.
I mean, you know, I hold on tightly to a lot of my money. So.
Yeah. So think about, so if you and Alex decided to put the same amount each month into a savings account and you went and spent it on like all on one thing without asking her, that would be a breach of trust because it was both of your money. But if it was just your money in your savings account, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, I mean, I have my 401k and I spent about $20,000 upgrading the house.
Yeah, but that's towards your house, towards a shared property.
But yeah, $20,000 goes fucking quick.
Yeah, it does. Once you have money, it like goes through so fast.
Because you feel confident and safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, like, here's the trick. I figured it out after 31 years of life. The trick is to always be mentally poor. Always, you know, think that you only have $100 in your bank account.
So being a penny pincher.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, put it into an account that it takes a couple days to transfer back over so you can't make impulse purchases.
This is why I have separate accounts now. So when I get my paycheck, I have a bills only account. So all my bills go into that account and all my bills get paid from that account. So I have my fund money. And when I run out of money, I haven't run out of my bill money.
Yeah, no, I have.
And it's helping me budget a little better, too.
Yeah.
I mean, for vacation, like the money you send me on PayPal, I'll just leave it in there. You know, so it doesn't even touch my account. Eventually it will.
Yeah.
But I have a gripe with the state of Colorado.
Let's hear it. All you've
is
done
about
is
the driver's
be
license
so happy about
is,
the state.
It is about the driver's license situation.
Wait, my situation?
Yeah, I looked it up, and all of the documents that she's provided, she should have been provided a driver's license. Or at least an ID.
So, my wife left her wallet somewhere.
I know precisely where I left it. I know precisely where I lost it.
Where did you leave it?
I lost it at a fucking gas station. So I went to a gas station that I normally don't go to. And normally I just pull out my card and leave my wallet in the car to pay. But today it was raining heavy and work had been stressful. And so I took the whole wallet out and I paid. And I tripped and fell over the gas thing. And so I'm pretty sure that's when my wallet fell out. And because later on, I went to Safeway and I couldn't find my wallet quite easily. I'm like, okay, fuck, whatever. I'll use my Apple Pay. And then I get home and all of a sudden my brain's like, when's the last time we saw our driver's license? And my brain was like, oh shit, we don't fucking know. And so you go through that like 24 hour phase of like, okay, it's okay. Actually, it's not okay. Okay, it's okay. We're going to find it. You got 24 hours. You're going to find it. Well, it was 24 hours and I hadn't found it. And so, oh my God. And this is literally 2 days after I finally got my fucking birth certificate.
Yeah.
Like, finally got it because the state of California finally got tired of me constantly begging for a birth certificate and sent me the fuck.
That's so dumb.
So stupid.
And now you're going to lose your birth certificate again.
Oh my God. So, yeah. This has just been such an absolute nightmare. I have gone to the DMV twice, which is extremely stressful just doing it once.
And so... she goes to the DMV.
This is my story.
Yeah, but I tell it better. Women are bad storytellers.
Okay, I get to interject comments then.
Okay, so she goes to the DMV and, you know, it's like, hey, here's all my paperwork. I have everything for you.
No, the first one, I only had two things because I thought that was all I needed. So we're talking about the second time.
Yeah, no one cares about the first time where you, like, cried and, like...
I cried after both.
So she's like, here's my paperwork. And they're like, no, I'm lazy and I don't want to do my job. So she cries and leaves.
Okay, I didn't cry until I got out to the car.
And then the second time she like goes up to Denver with, you know, fucking everything, like every part of her life.
I have my high school diploma, school diploma. I have my veterinary tech license. I have my birth certificate. I have my marriage certificate. I have my fucking thing for the car when I bought the car. I had three forms of my physical address and two pay stubs and my Colorado driving or my California driving driving record.
I mean, honestly,
all of that.
You know, I don't mean to put, you know, the blame on you, but should have gotten this like when you first moved out here. Courtney did.
Yeah, I know.
Courtney, do you still have a Colorado driver's license?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I still have it. It's around here somewhere.
That was my fifth attempt at getting my birth certificate. Like, my fifth, like, fourth four attempts literally did nothing.
Yeah, well, but... we got it now. And,
I got it. I've got it. I've got my old one still.
Oh, so you have a California one now.
I have a California one now.
Well, yeah, she's
Boo!
Has to.
Yeah.
California sucks.
No, she's with her job. She needs to have a California license.
I think my picture is just it looks still stupid, but it's just a little bit better than the other one.
I hate the font of the word California. I don't know why. I hate it.
Font? Yeah,
the font. Like, come
Which
here,
one?
Look. Come here and look at it.
Oh my God, they have so many good fonts.
Okay, just. Here, one second. Keep it up there. Just a little.
Oh
just...
my goodness. Keep it up.
Yeah, there you go.
See, Alex.
Okay, this is super fucking hypocritical of me because my second favorite font is Georgia, and that's very close to Georgia, so I am just being a bit of a hypocrite.
Nope,
right here.
I hate it. It's stupid.
Do you have a favorite font?
Yeah, Comic Sans.
Mine's Lucinda handwriting.
You know, Comic Sans is like the most unprofessional fucking font in the world, and if you use it for anything, no one takes you seriously. And it is my favorite.
Oh my God. Oh, here's my dad's. I have my dad's.
Why
too.
Do you have your dad's?
Because he can't drive.
He
I mean, okay,
he's,
technically, but he can't drive.
He wants to try to get his driver's license again.
That would be
and get
cool.
hand controls.
I mean, they have them.
Yeah. But I'm just like...
How fast is his reflexes?
And it's like, he just needs to do more. He's not. I, like, don't want him to drive.
Yeah, that's not something to support.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I mean...
Because it costs, like, thousands of... $1,000.
$1,000?
Good God.
So... because he wants someone to professionally like put in the hand controls and stuff.
Well, I feel like
I've
you should.
Oh, I thought just to get the license. Like,
that's what I was thinking too.
They're like, okay, sir, you know, let's get your wheelchair in here. But yeah, no, like.
But that's something you want professionally done, though. I feel like
they have vehicles that can drive themselves through basic routes, in non, you know, hugely trafficked cities.
So, outside of Teslas? Or are we talking about Teslas?
Outside of Teslas. Okay, like minivans cool. and stuff. So
the defeat of a minivan.
No, the minivans are great. I love a minivan. But, you know, something that he can get his wheelchair in, strapped in, and no one has to be at the controls. And, like, they have them in Phoenix right now. Where you can just, you know, get in and there's no one sitting there. And you just go. And, you know, like, they have, like, a video camera that watches you and makes sure that you don't, you know, get out of your seat or do something irresponsible. Because they still own the cars, but... And they have little OnStar things where, like, sir, sit back down. Put on your seatbelt. But they're awesome. And so I feel like self-driving is really going to be where everything heads to.
No, AI driving?
Well, I mean, it's going to start, like, in small towns like yours. And then it's going to get bigger and bigger. But, you know, in crazy cities like L.A., no, not yet. We're not ready for it yet.
Yeah.
But in little towns and, like, Colorado Springs, it'd be a heavy maybe. But, you know, you get down to, like, Colorado City. Sure, why not have a car be able to drive itself? And I'd say here in about 10 years, that's going to be a huge, you know, achievable thing. It's like, hey, you can spend $10,000, install this into your car, and now your car drives itself. And there's going to be a bunch of kids that just, you know, go to college, open source it, you know, program it themselves, and do everything that Elon Musk is doing and just undermine them. And it's like, yeah, Teslas are about to eat a fat dick right now. Unless he, like, actually makes them affordable and, you know, stops fucking, you know, gate guarding on Teslas. You know, Teslas are just going to be on their way out. It's like Nissan Leafs.
Oh, yeah.
The Rivian.
My Tesla stock went down.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course. He's in so much trouble right now. Oh, my God. Like, it's one thing to have an affair child, but to have affair twins... Oh, that's real. That's just bad.
He's a fair twins? My man, Tesla, Elon Musk. Yeah, real ass dude of the week.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, let me. Yeah, my boy.
He has like a shit ton of kids.
I know.
Like, it's crazy. Like, who would fuck that man?
Other autistic women? He's like, I had to wash my hands 3 times before we fucked, and I'm going to stick my penis in right now. Just, okay, is this, are you good?
Oh my God, will you please stop?
Are you good? You know, like every inch. He's like, okay, I am approaching another inch inside. Are we good? Okay, I'm about to do a backwards thrust and another thrust forward. Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, well, that's so nice of him.
And he like, you know, makes like robot noises when he fucks. I'm
okay,
sure.
The robot noises, okay.
He's like, boop, 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 boop.
I couldn't do it. Oh, shit.
And then, like, he, like, looks at the woman. And he's like, I'm about to ejaculate.
Not. You couldn't pick a better word.
No, he's going to use, like, the scientific words.
Ew.
Like, I am about to ejaculate into your womb, into your fertile womb.
Okay, no. You can't use ejaculate and then use womb.
You know, like,
if you're going to do that. It's uterus.
Okay. I'm going to ejaculate into your...
Tell you're ejaculating into the vagina.
Into your cervix, and hopefully it goes into your uterus and fertilizes some unfertilized eggs. He, like, looks at her, like, unblinking into her eyes, and she's like, all right, cool. Yeah. Twins. Jackpot. Thank you. High five. Don't touch me.
2 for 1.
Don't touch my ears. Ah!
Buy one, get one free.
He like does robot sounds. He's like, I'm going to go wash my hands 3 more times and then take a shower. Because he's fucking weird. But I like him. And it's like, dude, if someone that weird can like if the richest man can't cheat on his wife, who can?
I'm going back to my side quest.
Like, would you be upset? Like, yeah, obviously you would be upset if I cheated on you, but if I, you know, got you a kitten kindergarten and then got some pussy on the side.
Okay. First off, you, honestly, it's not a thing you can give me. It's a educational program I need to set up. Secondly, okay, I told you, you can fuck all the men you want. It doesn't matter how rich you are. You can fuck all the men you want.
I'm going to, like, just come up to a chick and be like, hey, ma'am, it's 2022. Can you identify as, like, gender fluid and, like, a man for, like, the next hour as I fuck you? I'm going to
Vegas. That does not count.
I'm going to Vegas in October. Like,
although it's a double standard if I say that. Okay. Back to the original problem. No other vagina.
What if it's a man-made vagina?
If it's a toy, fine.
No, like, you know, like some doctor, like, fucking, like, cut the penis.
Oh my god, like the Russian chick from Archer?
No, like,
just, like washing it out in the sink.
Like a trans surgery, like, like fucking an inside out dick. It's essentially a dude. I'm fucking a dude.
That's like the best scene ever, and it would be like so convenient.
So what about that?
What about what?
You know, fucking a trans person, transgender, from male to female. It is technically just a penis, just, you know, boop, like they cut off the tip and, you know.
Okay, fine. If they identify as a dude, they're a dude.
Score. I'm going to Vegas in October. I'm going to fuck so many dudes.
Oh, my God. No. That is a loophole. That is a loophole that cannot be abused every single time.
I'm going to, like, go to, like, a whorehouse out there and be like, you know, babe, I'm going to fuck one of whore dudes.
But if you're going to do it, he has to be uglier than me. Okay?
And then I'll call you back. Like, never mind.
No offense.
They want money.
But he has to be uglier than me. Okay?
Oh, are you kidding me? Like, there's, like, one trans guy over there. And very, very adorable. I love him. I think it was, like, Brayden or something like that.
This is going to sound kind of weird, but my favorite trans and... This is going to be, like, really rude, but are the non-passing, like, I think they're the coolest.
I like the chicks. Like, you know, it's like a dude that's, you know, transitioning into a female, and he, like, dyes his beard, and he's like, but it has tits. I'm like, you're fucking awesome. He's like, I don't give a fuck about what you have to say.
Okay, if I had a beard, I would 100% do my best to dye it pink. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, go to San Francisco.
My faint-esque mustache couldn't do shit. But if I had, like, I don't know, like an 80% better beard than you, like, I could really rock it.
Yeah, I mean, you just go to San Fran. That's where you, like, meet, like, the best queer people. They have the most amount of fun.
I still don't understand why California hasn't seceded and become its own country. Or is it receded?
It's because they're busy chopping off cocks and adding cocks and...
I know, so they, you know, they
don't have money.
They already think they're basically their own country. And
let them be their own country. Who cares?
What's the state that was trying to... Oh, yeah, the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to secede. I'm like, good, do it. Be about it.
I wonder if it's happened yet.
It hasn't. NorCal that wanted to fucking be the state of Jefferson and, you know, have their own government, but it's like... Do you realize how badly you need the United States? Because we can just cut off trading routes with you.
Well, no, there would never be... They'd never be able to reach an equal decision over who gets Sonoma Valley. That's why.
And then we just come in with guns and be like, we're taking this bitch back over and just kill them all.
Although, quite honestly, if they want to do that, they should just reincorporate themselves into Oregon, in my opinion. And then it would just be...
Just give them back SoCal. To Mexico. Just give
Yeah, give SoCal can go back to Mexico.
No.
Oregon can adopt the rest of us, and it'll be perfect.
Give the entire state of California back to Mexico. Here you go. Mexico. You have the entire state of California.
I don't want to have to use a passport to get over to the freaking California Redwood Forest.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. It'd be like they build a wall around California, and California's like, we want out. It's like, no, you're Mexican now. Suck a dick.
So, like, we'll have to go to the ones up in Oregon from now on.
Well, it's never going to happen. But I want it so badly for, like, the state of Jefferson. I'm just like, all right, we're coming in with guns. And it's like, we don't have guns. We're peaceful. And it's like, well, we do. Bang, 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 bang. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
So why isn't Puerto Rico its own state? Like, why is it an asset or whatever the fuck?
It's an unincorporated territory of the United States.
What does that even mean?
That means we own it kind of like Hawaii, but not quite.
Oh, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's like...
It's really fucking weird.
It's like, we'll fucking butt fuck you guys. I think we gave them so much money that they're like, okay, we belong to you.
No, we're just a fucking shit ton of white supremacists.
Yeah, and we're going to go over to Puerto Rico, probably.
Yeah, the point remains.
Yeah, like, I think of Puerto Ricans, and I think of, like, crazy, like, guys with machetes, like, chopping up other guys. And, like, I look at, you know, Puerto Rico and its crime rate, I'm like, what the fuck, guys? Like, be crazier. Don't be, like, a peaceful fucking place that has decent internet. Courtney, are you, like, looking at porn over there?
Oh, I'm on Reddit. I'm so sorry. I ended up going on Reddit. I fell down the rabbit hole, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely fucking rabbit holes on Reddit that I'll fall down. And, like, I'll go on, like, NSFW memes. And, like, some of them will be, like, spoilers. And it's just, like, big fat cock. And it's, like, a meme by it. I'm like,
oh, I totally forgot Greenland was actually an island.
Yeah.
No, like, I low-key forgot for a second because I keep forgetting that... Okay, so there's Greenland sharks, right? And they're, like, bottom feeders. And so I just always keep... Because, like, so they're, like, connected by an ocean. So I don't think of it as, like, an island because they're still touching under the water. And I get confused. And that happens a lot. Okay.
So, but there is something I wanted to talk about, and it's vabbing. Have you heard about this, Courtney?
Ew! Ew.
I love, like, that she knows what it is.
Of course. Like, it's just,
I don't want to know.
I love it. So, vabbing is,
do
where
I have to know this?
You do, yes.
Yes. Yes, for, you do. You have to be scarred, too.
So, get ready for it. Vabbing is where a woman will take her vaginal juices and apply it, like, as a pheromone perfume to, like, her wrists and, like, behind her ear and all that.
Oh.
And just say, come on, just beep, beep. And I'm like, that's nice that you'll know who the disgusting bitches are. Because there's some women that have some stinky fucking pussies. To where if you squeeze a lemon on it, she'll scream.
How many vaginas have you smelled?
I mean... You go to an amusement park and you see, like, a fat woman pushing a stroller with a kid that's way too old to be, you know, fucking in a stroller. And, you know, you see her, like, doing, like, a saddle walk. You can smell her pussy.
Ew.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, the...
Okay, that aside, I'm, like, not disturbed by this. I'm so sorry. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Just don't, like... If you're hot and young, sure, go for it. You know, no man's going to be like, oh, I smell the scent of your pussy on you.
I mean, does mine ever smell?
No, it'll just be like...
No, like, if you
smelling
fucking,
fish.
I mean, it wears off pretty quick. Like, trust me, I've stuck fingers in vagina and, you know, smell them, and like 20 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I can't really smell it no more. But there's definitely dudes that go and, you know, smell my fingers, you know.
Yeah, that is kind of creepy.
I had someone do, like...
Ew.
Ew. Like, I guess he touched her vagina and then put it in my face.
What the fuck?
BJ did that.
Oh, God, he was such a creep.
Yeah.
And I'm also his initials are BJ, like, you know, like, is that a conscious decision? Like, you know.
No, I don't even like
Biden Joe.
Okay, I really wanted to laugh at that, but I'm not ready.
It's like too soon.
It's too soon. God.
You know, he's fucking retarded. The man can't even ride a bike.
Oh my God.
What?
No. I am just
That's my favorite part about Joe Biden. Like, you know,
I am just so confused on what the fuck he can do. Like,
Obama could like break dance and rap. And,
oh yeah, no, Biden was. We settled with Biden.
And like, he would make videos with fucking Joe Biden. And he's like, which one do you think is better? You know, he had like two sets of sunglasses, and he's like, they're the same, Joe. You know, but
I just wish we had a different president.
I would settle for Obama again. Give him a third one.
I think so.
Fuck it. Why not? I'm sure he doesn't want it now.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Okay. Biden is having to wallow in the vestiges that Trump has created, which is just extremely difficult, I'm sure. But I don't fucking know what he does. Like, how is he not able to influence the overturn of Roe versus Wade? Like, I am super confused on why he cannot do that. He's a president. I thought part of being a president was his ability to veto.
Yeah, he voted against women's rights when they first came to, he was there. Like, he celebrated hard on the 4th of July because he's like, I was one of the smaller signatures on the bottom back in 1776.
Yeah. Okay, this aside, I am not really that honestly disturbed by vabbing. I think it makes sense.
I mean, like, if I took cum...
It doesn't really.
No, it makes complete sense to me.
If I took jisms and fucking, you know...
No, only females do this.
And like
it's aerosol, a female's way to attract a male.
Aerosoled it like in the air and like walk through it, so I smell like jizz.
That's not how this works.
It would be worst fucking thing ever. Like if I used my shirt as like a cum rag and then wore it around.
Okay.
It's like it has the exact opposite effect. It's like it keeps the ladies away. It's like my virginity is safe. Just you and me, hand. Just you and me. We're together, we're gonna, you know, come on everything in my room. All little fucking figurine statues that are naked. All little anime figurine statues, and we just jizz on them.
Okay, A, you're a goat, and that's disgusting. B, a lot of female species will, like, either, like, urinate on themselves or other things to do to expose their scent to attract a male. So I think it's 100% makes sense for women to do it. For guys to do it, that's fucked up and gross because that's dead semen, which is fucking full of protein, and that's nasty.
I mean, they both smell like fish. You know, dead semen, it's like, I was a whaler back in my day. And so just cover.
But see, you smell her. You have the scent response.
Yeah, no, that's not exactly how that works.
Because we've evolved in different patterns, but continue.
You know, if you're a woman that wants to attract a man, be like, you know, see a man that you like and be like, hey, you're cute. Want a blowjob? And that's it. Deal is sealed. You know, don't think that, like, this man's going to think I'm a whore. No, we don't
I would
care.
Not give a blowjob on the first date. First date doesn't even get a kiss. Okay, maybe a kiss, but it can't be, like, too long. Like, it has to be, like, an introduction kiss.
Yeah, like, you know, first date is, like, maybe, like, no anal, but, you know, other than that.
No.
Let it fucking fly.
Nah, I have standards. It also depends on which restaurant he took me out to.
Fucking Chili's.
Oh, yeah, he gets fuck all.
You are a fucking cold prude.
Now, he can take me to sushi, and he'll get a lot more. Not blowjob level, but a lot more. He might even get to see my titties.
Yeah, guess what, woman? Their internet exists, and our fucking right hand exists.
Yeah, we can so order... why are you taking me out to dinner?
Because we want some pussy!
Exactly.
That's it! We want some pussy and a blowjob.
Yeah.
And
you're just full of sour grapes over there.
Yeah, I get pussy and a blowjob now. Because I'm married.
Yes.
But, like, if you want somebody, just go up, be direct, because now men are afraid of women.
As they should be.
We're like...
And oh. Actually not really, but continue.
Well, like, you know, most...
Oh my God, that video, though, of like the two bros. Oh my God, I loved that.
What, chilling in a hot tub 6 feet apart because they're not gay?
A, yes. That's like literally my favorite meme. But B, like the video you showed me about the two like surfer dudes like showing up to court and like talking about boning, and I legit didn't think it was real until you said something.
Oh yeah, it was like the comment period, and like the public gets to comment. He's like, I'm totally not stoked about, you know, it's like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And like Bill and Ted came up and like talked about like abortion rights. He's like, you know, to, you know, go against this, I will not be having sex. And, you know, we'll be on our boning sabbatical. Sorry, ladies.
But like the last dude's words is like, I would like to bone again. Like, it was just such a good mic drop.
Yeah, and then like okay, we're done with that.
And for a second, I was like, oh, they're not wearing backward baseball caps. And then I was, oh, wait, they're in the court. They can't wear hats.
They can. Yes, you can wear a hat in the court. It's like a fucking myth.
Oh.
Like, anytime yeah. I go to court, I wear a
suit. But it looks bad if you wear a hat.
Yeah, anytime I go to court, I wear a suit. And, you know, they're like, oh, are you a lawyer? You know, like, they treat me with such a new level of respect.
It's the suit.
I kind of want to go, like, on a plane.
You look good in the suit.
With a suit. Like, when we, like, go on vacation, like, I kind of want to just bring a suit.
Would you wear it?
Yeah, to get on the plane. They're like, right this way, sir. Would you like a, you know, a black man with a golf cart to take you to your gate?
You'll wear it, you promise?
No, like, not on the vacation, just to get through the airport.
Yeah.
Fuck what I... wear it for.
You could like pull it out later.
Yeah, what? So you can like, you know, give me a blowjob and I don't care.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that like, here's the thing. You know, you get married for so long, it's like, I don't care. Like, you know, it's like, I'm taking away sex and blowjobs. I'm like, taking them. Fuck it. I don't care. Like, I'll go back to porn. I'm like,
wait, you don't watch porn?
Oh, I do.
Okay, I was like, you don't?
No, like, just to, like, you know, get the evil out of me. Yeah, I stay in hotels all the time. You think I don't, like, watch porn?
No, like, you said it like you didn't. I was like, wait, you don't?
No.
Yeah.
Get out of
Alex,
here.
Alex, you both do. So it's like...
Yeah.
Courtney's watching porn right now. I can almost guarantee it.
I'm still on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's porn on Reddit.
Oh. It doesn't come... I don't watch porn Reddit.
There's r/, you know, Dowsians. There's r/ hentai. Everything for you on there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, I just ruined fucking, you know, Courtney for Reddit. She's gonna be like, ah, fuck.
I just, like, I'm the asshole. And some of, like, the interesting stuff. Like, you know, the 50-50 that you were showing me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, like, I've seen, like, so much shit, like, nothing on 50-50 is like, oh, wow, like, that's shocking. Like, I watched videos of, you know, dudes shooting each other to death. I'm like, oh, yeah, wow, you know, that's crazy. He got the floor all red. Like, a dude in a turnstile, you know, they got shot to death and he died in the turnstile.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, that's gotta fucking suck. Like, some dude's gonna come in there and mop that shit up, and then he's gonna churn it, like, go to leave, and it's gonna, like, you know, make new brush marks of blood, and it's like, fuck! And he's like, whatever. We have a new floor pattern. He just keeps on rotating it. And just circles of blood. It's like, ah, fuck it. But I don't bring that stuff up.
It just one.
Yeah, you know, I don't bring up like super duper fucked up shit, like, try not to. Where it's like, yeah, you know, here's a child that got shot and now like they're dead and they don't have a brain in their skull. I'm like, that's now. Like, there's been dark shit I've seen on the internet. I'm like, oh no. this little girl's dad is very upset that, you know, her, you know, his daughter's head got blown up by a fucking sniper rifle.
Yeah. Okay, this is really...
She'll never have the chance to go vapping and trying to attract boys.
I'm never gonna do that.
You should try it. You should just...
No.
You know, go out to your city and, you know, see if the crackheads, like, start following you like zombies. Like, pussy. Oh my God. Like aerosol, like, pussy juice or something.
I am so annoyed right now.
Why?
Okay. I have Googled how many islands are in the Atlantic, how many islands are in the Pacific, how many islands are in the Southeast Asian Sea, and no one, there is no specific number given. Either it's like you can go count like such and such off Wikipedia, or there's like more than estimation. Like there is not a specific
number
of islands in an ocean, which I was very disappointed to learn.
Yeah,
I expected an actual statistic. I was well, not
okay,
given.
Here's the problem, is there's like K's and all kinds of fucking different shit out there in the Atlantic.
I understand that, but I expected better of the scientific whole world.
And some of them are, you know...
Like, if someone can... Actually, you know what? I'm going to shut up. I don't know if that's real or not.
Four. I'll just say that. Four
no,
islands.
The answer is 42.
42. Like I was saying. Can't believe you, like, interrupting me.
I'm upset about the lack of statistical numbers of islands.
I have, like, people...
I'd want more.
Want more islands? No, like, get rid...
Like,
bomb the islands out. That way, you know, there's, like, no abused children on these, like, privately owned islands. What?
On the atolls where they're doing the nuclear experiments, mutant sharks have shown up where they're missing one fin. Instead of six fins, they have five fins.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, they have lasers.
Oh, so I actually watched The Unexplained. Something.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's, so it's on Netflix. It's a new series on Netflix that just came out. And I guess, so they were going over like all the chupacabra, the Mothman, and some other myths. And so they actually found a dog that's like a hybrid of things, and like they think that the coal, because they burn coal nearby, and when coal is burned, it releases a certain chemical that is a mutagen. It's been proven to be a mutagen because like they've tested it on mice, and mice have like grown fins and other weird shit. So, like, they think that it might actually be real, and that, like, some these things that, like, people see are genetically mutated animals.
Well, I mean, it'd be...
Genetics is so cool!
It'd be great if they grew shakes as well.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, shit, what happened?
Oh, no.
What?
We hear you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no? Oh no.
I hear you.
Oh no.
Did her headphones die?
No.
I hear you still. Whatever. But yeah, no, that was a deep joke. I don't even think my wife got it.
It went over or it went under?
Over your head. She said the mice grew fins.
Uh-huh.
It'd be great if they grew Jake's as well. Finn and Jake.
Oh my god, I love that. Thank you for saying it a second time. I love that.
Adventure Time. Are you back, Courtney? Did your headphones die?
Yeah, I'm back. My headphones, like, I pressed on them, and, like, I guess, like, it disconnected for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I have to, like, download the app, because, like, there's times where I'll be talking, like, while using my headphones, and it'll just be like, oh, you want to talk? And so I, like, go in and use the app and, like, fucking shut that shit off. I'm like, it's great if, like, you know, that's what I was doing. But, no. But have you found am I the asshole that you like on Reddit that we can go over?
Why? You didn't find one?
Oh, no, I can easily find, you know. But you have been scrolling through, like this entire podcast. So is there one that you found that you're like, holy shit, I love this one?
Okay, let me see.
Okay, I like the ones where it's like really hard and you have to pick a side in the most obnoxious way. Like it's not like clear. Like those are my favorite ones. Oh my God, I need to stop scratching it.
Okay, so this one is pretty weird.
Cool.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So the title, am I the asshole for refusing to eat a dish my boyfriend pre-ordered at a restaurant? I feel like this is stupid, but there's been a lot of drama because of this, so I just want to get some clarity on if I'm the asshole or not. My boyfriend and I, both 22 male, are currently on an extended weekend trip to celebrate finishing our exams yesterday and just unwind a bit. When we made plans a few weeks ago, he excitedly told me that he knew a great restaurant for Peking duck and asked if I wanted to make a reservation there. I said, sure, not thinking anything of it and pretty much forgetting about it until yesterday evening. I don't want to share too much about where we live and where we went, but basically we left immediately after our morning exams and got on a train that took about 6 hours. When we got to the hotel, we unpacked, and after just chilling for half an hour, he told me we had to get ready and then go quickly to not miss our reservation at 7 p.m. It was a bit hectic, but we arrived on time. When we sat down, I looked at the menu and asked what he was thinking of getting. He looked at me confused and said, well, the duck, obviously. That's why we're here, but we can order some appetizers if you're very hungry. I told him, yeah, maybe some dim sum, and then I was thinking of having the spicy noodles. He then said, what do you mean? We're both having the duck. To which I told him I wasn't really feeling the duck, but he could go ahead and order himself. He got kind of snappy with me, though not anything crazy, and told me that Peking duck was a dish that had to be pre-ordered and that they also don't do half portions. It's a whole duck, and he wasn't going to be able to eat all of it. I asked if he could get something else, and he said no. He already agreed to pay for it by pre-ordering. He also asked me to just get the duck so it wouldn't be wasted. I told him I'm sorry and that I didn't know that, but that I didn't want to eat the duck. He then got really mad, saying that he explicitly asked me if I wanted to do this and that if I didn't, he wouldn't have made this reservation and spent 80 euro on a duck I wasn't going to eat. I told him sorry again, but that I wasn't going to eat the duck. For the rest of the dinner, he pretty much gave me a cold shoulder, and now he's still not really talking to me. Am I the asshole?
Okay, no, you're not the asshole here. Pretty much your boyfriend, bad communicator. The gays, yeah. Not great communicators. Great fuckers, great lovers, great cooks. But I don't know why you travel 6 hours to go fucking eat a duck. You can go to your local park. Or just, you know, find a Chinese person on the street. They have duck.
Oh, what? My God, no. 100% the asshole. What are you talking about? This partner asked him if he wanted something very specific. This is specific. And he planned it as a reward for after exams, which could have gone either way.
Yeah,
dubs. But no. He planned this. He put everything he could into it.
Yeah, but he didn't communicate that it was pre-ordered. No one expects, oh, we're going to have to eat the same exact thing if we go to the restaurant.
That doesn't matter. He put in all this effort to just shun him for that and just completely throw it back in his face is so awful.
I don't think he threw it back in his face.
No, 100%. This is something prepaid. This is something he planned all in advance. Actually, I don't know their gender, but this is something...
That's two dudes.
Okay, thank you. This is something he put a lot of effort to. This took planning. He had the hotel. He had the tickets. Like, everything was ready to go. And he just wanted to give his partner something he thought he really wanted. And then for that partner to be like, no. Like, that's so disrespectful, not only to the gesture you've made,
not.
But to your relationship.
No way. It's not.
No. No. Ugh. Okay, no. If Alex took me to a restaurant and he pre-ordered something I knew that I always wanted to have, and even if I got there and I was like, no, I'm not in the mood, I wouldn't fucking say that. I would be excited. I would eat my half. Like, I would just be so fucking overjoyed that you put that much planning into it that it didn't matter what we were eating. I was just so happy you'd done that for me.
So, like, if I said, I know this great restaurant that has great escargot, and, you know, do you want to go? And you're like, sure. And then we get there, and, you know, I'm like, okay, here's some escargot for you.
Yes, I understand. That's what we're eating.
No, you can eat whatever you want at the restaurant.
But this is something that he wants to do?
Well, I mean,
so why shouldn't I?
Here's what it is. If he already spent the 80, just give him his $80 back. Big, sorry about that. Miscommunication. You know, go ahead and get the second duck and we'll take that shit home.
Well, I think he meant he was sharing the duck.
Yeah, like you get a whole duck.
And in the comment, like, let me look at what the guy commented. Because I know that one of the comments. So let's see.
I don't get it. Why are you on his side?
Just take the fucking duck home.
I know, but in his partner's shoes. Okay, no, in his partner's shoes, he was. I 100% how heartbroken he was in that moment.
That he didn't want to eat a fucking duck?
It's the whole point of the gesture.
Try some of your fucking duck.
If you're asking someone specifically about something, I would have said that it needs to be pre-ordered. And because I wouldn't assume, oh, there's this really great restaurant that has. You mentioned what you like at the restaurant sometimes when you're inviting someone or what you see that interests you on the menu. You don't automatically assume that, oh, this is what we're going to have.
And I'm never going to be like, hey, yeah, in fucking 2 weeks, I'm going to be in the mood for duck. Probably not.
It doesn't matter.
And honestly, duck is a fucking garbage fucking fowl to eat.
I've never had duck, so I can't comment on
that. Not that great. You're not missing out much.
I mean, generally, I don't prefer fowl as a texture for meat. But it's the gesture. Like, you can't throw it back in his face like that. That is so painful.
I don't think it was throwing it back. I just think it's a fucking meal, and it doesn't really matter.
Well, that's how I feel based on that situation. So that's probably how he feels, too.
Get back to the fucking hotel, suck the dick off his body, and it's all good.
I hope he apologized.
I wouldn't apologize.
I would have. I would have been so ashamed of my actions if I was OP.
That's hilarious. On the transcript, it, you know, spells out OP, like O-P-I-E.
Like okay, now, so I think this is where it might make him the asshole. Someone asked him if, let's see, where did the original question? Also was taking leftovers home, not an option, and in response, he said he wanted to, but since we don't have anywhere to put it in our hotel room, and we're staying the entire weekend, so it would just stink up the place, which is why I asked him not to. That's where I think
he
might have been the
asshole.
You have
a mini fridge in there. Like, I have never been to a hotel that doesn't have a mini fridge. I'd be offended if I got to a fucking hotel. And get an Airbnb. Stop with this fucking hotel bullshit. Like,
I don't know. Sometimes hotels are actually cheaper.
Rarely.
It just depends.
Like,
and there's all these extra fees now associated with Airbnb. These cleaning fees and bullshit where, like, they expect way over the top versus hotel room.
Because people have been shitty in the past and now they're protecting themselves.
Like I go to hotels. Like I go to Durango. Durango, Colorado. Not known for really anything. There's nothing there, especially in the summer. It's just a shitty town that, you know, found out what electricity was like 10 years ago. It sucks. People are shitty drivers out there. Fuck the entire town. And I'll see hotels that are like $350 a night. I'm like, no way. Like, then I'll go to Cortez, which is even a shittier town. Like, the best thing that they have in Cortez is maybe a Denny's. It sucks there. And, like, I get a fucking killer deal, which is like $100 a night for my hotel. But it's like, it has nothing. And, like, normally the price is like $200 a night. Whereas if you get an Airbnb, it's like $100 a night and then like a $300 cleaning fee.
So like, how does that add up in the end?
It's amazingly cheaper. to just get an Airbnb. And then you have a stove, a full-size refrigerator.
It is better.
Separate bedrooms, like an entire fucking house, a garage. And no fucking neighbors that are, like, you know, badly fucking in the next room.
This is true.
The amount of times I've woken up in a hotel room to, you know, a slap. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, just a loud fucking slap. It pierces through the walls. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, and like, for, like, way too long. And I'm like, and then I hear the sigh of cum. It's just, I'm like, thank God they're done. And then he, like, goes for, like, a round two. He's like, you know, spanking her for, like...
At that point, I would slap on the wall or something and say, shut the fuck up, or do it lighter.
Oh my God, he's taking care of her needs?
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna fucking, you know... I just masturbate vigorously in my room. Or I'll, like, you know, shout over and be like, spank her again! I'm about to come!
Oh my God.
I'm so close. Can you feel? Can you hear my dick? You know, jiggling.
Jiggling.
Jiggling, yeah.
Your dick doesn't jiggle, jiggle. It folds.
You know, just.
Ew, that's so gross.
I know, like.
Like, how did you even make that noise? Like, what did you do?
You pinch your cheek.
Uh huh. Okay, no, that's so gross. I'm not even going to try to do that.
I know. It trust me, it's gross when my dick makes a sound.
Your dick makes that sound?
Yeah.
When you masturbate?
Yes.
What the fuck?
You have to use, like, fucking fucking lube. You lube it, that shit up.
Oh, I suppose.
And then if you have, like, something that makes a vacuum, it's even better. But it's like, you have to... Do it harder. But yeah, no, that guy is not an asshole. His gay boyfriend, you know, wanted to do something gay. And he didn't want to bring it back to his hotel room because the fucking duck stinks. And he's not.
Yeah.
Like me, if you fucking bring me a goddamn goose, I'll eat the entire fucking thing. I don't care how big that shit is. I'll fucking suffer. I'll get to the, you know, end of the night to be like, fuck me. I hate life. I hate everything. Fuck. You know, so I'll get to that point.
See, exactly.
And I'll eat the entire fucking duck. You know, if I'm like, I want the duck. If you really wanted the fucking duck and you're willing to travel 6 hours for a fucking duck, you know, just go to an Asian market. They'll have a duck for you. They'll have a fucking barrel of duck vaginas. Go for it. Louis C.K. had a fucking joke about it. I love it. If you want to hear that joke, go listen to all his fucking albums. Buy them all. Go to his website, louisck.com. This episode's been brought to you by louisck.com. Not really. He hasn't paid me, but he's given me plenty of giggles and laughs. I love Louis C.K. He's one of my favorites.
He's your hero.
I know. And I finally did stand-up comedy in front of my wife.
Oh, my God!
She's like, fucking do this shit in front of me. I'm like, fine, here you go. And I ate shit in front of her. I'm like, this is what eating shit is like.
Yeah.
And I get up on a fucking mic after, like, a bunch.
Okay, and now we're past the first time, so it won't be as weird for you.
No, I'm still not going to do it in front of you.
Oh, my God. I'm there to support you.
Oh, Alex was really worried about this.
Oh, me?
She even meant, yeah. Because she said that you seemed nervous and then you seemed excited by inviting her and she wasn't sure.
No, like, I have no problem getting up in front of a stage and eating shit on a mic. Like, I that's why I do in Durango. Like, I get to Durango and, you know, go to Comics Uprising. And
I'm super proud of you.
If you want to see me eat shit on a mic after being deliriously tired, Comics Uprising, look them up on Facebook. You know, that's where you can see me eat shit on a mic. And I'll be, like, one of the first mics, so everyone else is amazing. Like,
you're on level one. You're doing good.
I've been doing this podcast for years.
Yeah, and it's different being up on a stage.
Suck my. I'm literally holding a mic right now.
Uh-huh.
Holding a mic.
Look at your mic game.
Speaking into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Human Podcast. Like, I can do radio all day long.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting up on stage, you know.
It was really cool.
Here's the worst things that they don't tell you about getting up on an open mic stage. Lights right in your face. You can't see dick. Nothing. You can't see the audience.
Oh my God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. No, that's why, like, people bend down. Like, you know, it's like everyone bending down?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't see shit. It's, you know, fucking two big-ass spotlights in your face. And
I just thought they bent down to make the audience feel more connected to them.
No, because they can't see the audience.
Okay, well...
That's what that is. And then hearing your voice slightly delayed and amplified for the first time is weird.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Because this is, like, instant feedback.
Yeah, no, like, this is a very expensive unit. And it's great. I love this thing.
Applause.
And you know, I might, you know, start be like, hey, do you need something like this? That way you can record people's sets and, you know, like, here you guys go.
But yeah, keep talking about it.
And the other thing is it gets hot up there and like you'll get nervous because you'll hear like a laugh and like, you know, you don't really hear all like the laughs like in the back. And then people are just, like, sitting there, like, fucking make us laugh, clown. And it's like, your mouth gets dry. You're like, ha ha ha. And it sucks.
Oh, my God. I love you so much right now.
Why? Because I'm being honest with how much being, like, I, you know.
You're taking your first steps, and I'm so happy.
This isn't my dream. I'm not like, oh, man, I can't. Wait to become a professional open micer.
I know, it's like super sucky right now, but you're gonna get through it.
No, like, literally, like, this podcast is available for anybody.
Yeah.
And I do, like, you know, public speaking, like, all over the place. Like, I don't care.
Yeah! You've trained.
Yeah, because I do it in, like, a hotel, and, you know, I'll make, like, the entire breakfast room, you know, crack up and just, like...
You're used to that response.
Yeah, like, that feels good. Like, that's the endorphins that you want, is, you know, getting everyone to laugh at your fucking jokes. And what's even better is forcing them to pity laugh. Forcing them to, like, oh, fuck, he's dying up there. He's eating shit.
But he's up there, and he is doing his best.
Yeah, no, like, I'll, like, you know, when I sign up for mics, I'll, like, try and, like, nudge other people. Just like, you get up there and fucking sign up for the mic. Get up there and get up there and tell some jokes. Tell some fucking life stories. Tell, like, the time that you shit yourself. It's like, I've never shit myself. I'm like, you lying son of a bitch. Get up there and tell the time you shit yourself. Everyone has shit themselves at least once. Courtney, when was the last time you shit yourself?
I've never really shat myself. I've made sure I haven't. Because my sister's done it before. And that's at that. I have to have something over her to make fun of her.
So she'll just never admit when she shat herself. It's fine. You know, you can keep your secrets. All right, then. Keep your
secrets. Oh, wait. I think I remember last time.
See?
Okay.
I partially shat myself.
How many times have you shat your pants?
But I think I was, like, suffering from... alcohol poisoning.
Oh.
It was when, so I was like kind of young. I was below eight. Like, I had visited my sister when I was like 16-ish, and we, on the day before I was supposed to leave, she ended up getting me like super fucking drunk, and I like almost, I like, it was everywhere. It was coming out of my mouth and my back, like behind. Like, it was explosive out of both ends. Like, I was really sick, and my sister had to pay for a flight the next morning, and I was so hungover, I felt such, like, shit.
See, you know, that's what it is. Like, me, I'll be like, you know, I've been walking to my fucking hotel room at the final stage of my fucking shit, everything. And then, you know, I feel kind of confident with my farts and just like let one like rip and just, you know, fucking shotgun blast my underwear. And I'm just, you know, in my room washing my underwear in the tub.
Okay, no. I'd give myself a full 48 hours before I admit I trust my farts.
No, like, I'm at the hotel. I've checked in. I have my keys. I'm walking to my room. I'm like, all right, I'm going to, like, let one go because my stomach hurts like a son of a bitch right now. And, you know, like, okay, boom. And just fucking shotgun blast. I'm like, motherfucker. You know, luckily, you know, no one saw it. And so I can just, you know, go in, you know, wash them. I've gotten really good at this, you know, washing them in the tub. Just, and then, you know, hang them up to dry and, you know, put them on the next day and just, you know, go through life. Because, you know, no one ever knows. But that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with another episode. And now I'm going to cook dinner with my wife.
Yes, it's date night.
It's date night, so I got steak. I got surf and turf. I got some Kerrygold's butter to make some steak with.
Because he's bougie.
No, I just... I saw Gordon Ramsay doing it once, and I'm like, I think that's it.
Oh, yeah. Anything Gordon Ramsay does besides making pad thai is good.
What?
Oh, my.
Okay, so one time, Gordon Ramsay made pad thai for some sort of monk dude from India, and the dude tried it, and he's like, this is shit, and walked away. Oh my god, it's like one of my favorite videos on the internet.
No, my favorite is when he like cooks for his mom and like purposely fucks it up and his mom's like, you're a garbage fucking human being. Fuck you. I hope you die. I should have aborted you. I'm like, god damn, Gordon Ramsay's mom, you're my favorite bitch.
Nah, you can't make pad thai.
Yeah, whatever. Follow me, Alex the Truck, everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, just Google my name, Alex Truck, you'll find me. I don't really give a fuck. If you do or not, you know, I don't get paid for it.
He actually does care.
No, I, like, don't follow me on Instagram. I have, like, a picture of my cat. Like, that's it.
That's all it needs to be.
And honestly, I fucking hate Instagram. It's a shitty fucking platform, and it sucks. But that's it. See y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.